Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Hello, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we discuss some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Damian Sassauer.
And I'm Rich Truman.
You know what? You, when you hear these three, you know what time it is. You know.
It's back.
It's back, folks. We made it. We got renewed for another
season.
We're
back. We're alive.
The podcast for fantasy football is back. Man, this is my favorite time of the year. I love this time.
Mike, why don't you tell them what you did in our fantasy league this year? It's unbelievable. Like, I don't know if anyone out there really pays attention to, you know, drafting and specifically the auto draft, but I haven't done this in I don't think I've ever done an auto draft because every time I've seen someone do it, they have five quarterbacks at the end of their team. Michael, your team is filthy awesome and you auto drafted.
Let me explain what happens. And I know the serious traditionalist auto drafting is like your mom and she makes your favorite spaghetti and you ask your mom, hey, did you make the sauce homemade? And she says, no, I got it from a jar, baby, ragu. And then you're like, mom! And so I know the traditionalists are like, ah, come on, man. But you know what? Life happens. And sometimes, look, I got to be up for work the next day, and I'm an old man. I can't go on 2 hours. So,
well, we tell everybody you have to drive across three states to get to work. You know, sleep from like 2 in the afternoon to like 10 o'clock.
He's not exaggerating. I live in Pennsylvania. I got to go from Pennsylvania through New Jersey into New York and do it the other way back. And that's over 4 hours just commuting, let alone the time I got to be at work. But you can set up an auto draft, and I used ESPN. That's our league. The way you do it is that, first of all, you got to set your players up. You got to go through all the players. These are the players I want. These are the players I don't want. You set it up, first of all, because you're going to go through almost like 200 players.
Right.
So then you have, and we set up, it's I think 16 rounds we had or whatever it was. So the first three rounds I set up, I said, okay, I want the best on the board. And that's according to my list. Then I went, okay, I want best running back. I want best wideout. I want best running back. I want best wideout. And then you could set it up however you want.
So you build an algorithm, really. You build it so it has some parameters where it's like, okay, I'm not going to take a quarterback until, say, the seventh or eighth round, whatever it is, which is unbelievable because it keeps you disciplined.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell everybody who your first five picks were, if you can remember it?
If I remember right, I got J.J., Justin Jefferson.
It is second and seven from the Steelers, 14. Dalvin the single set. Kirk play action. He's going to loop it. There's J.J.
Which I was surprised. Number two is what really surprised me, because I think there must have been a run on running backs, and Travis Kelce felled me second.
Yeah, well, keep in mind, we also should tell people we have a 12-player league.
It's right. A 12-team PPR, yeah. So to get Jefferson and Kelce, and you were picking at what, the three-hole?
I was in the four-hole.
The four-hole.
I was in the four-hole, and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what the hell happened here? It's like, you know, and it was great. And then I got DeAndre Swift from Detroit.
That's Swift over the left side, trying to get the edge, 10-5, end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions! They are back on top!
That's a great pick.
Unbelievable.
I mean, this thing just fell.
It just fell right into his lap.
Yeah.
The one I'm worried about, though, is J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, no, he's not going to start for the first few weeks of the season, what I'm hearing out of Baltimore, but he's being primed to take over in that backfield. But look, I mean, they've got Lamar Jackson, who's not going to get signed, it looks like, this year, right? So he's going to be running with his hair on fire. But yeah, no, I mean, look, you just got got to mix and match at that RB2. You know you're there, but wow, I mean, like, you know, to come away with the number one tight end, the number one receiver on most people's boards, and then to get a real RB1 is something.
I was the greatest compliment you two paid me was I got a note from Rich that said, you must have been live. Because there's no way in the world that this was auto-draft. Yeah. I'm like, no, man, it was auto-draft. And it's like, and you were like, you kept sniping the players I wanted. And I'm like, that's too bad.
Well, you know, what we're not saying is that Michael has a driver who takes him back two ways. So he has like 6 hours in the car every day to set up. I'm just kidding. So, you know, I think we got week one coming up, boys. I mean, look, I've got a good stat for y'all. So basically, check it out. Since the beginning of preseason, we like to use, you know, money lines as sort of a precursor for what Vegas and the sportbooks are really thinking. But of the 32 teams in the NFL, I think there are 32 teams, only four have seen their lines, their money lines to win the Super Bowl improve since the start of preseason. And they are, in this order, the Raiders, the Eagles, the Dolphins, and the Ravens, which means I guess some people are seeing some good things out of those summer camps, you know, out of those preseason camps. And so, you know, those four teams are looking a little bit better than they did just a few months back.
Now, what about Indy?
Well, I only took the top four and put them in my notes here. But, yeah, no, I'm sure Indy looks pretty good also.
I'm surprised that Indy's not in that top four.
You know, there were a few whose lines hadn't changed, only a few. But, I mean, mostly, the lines have gotten worse, you know. And you have, obviously, at the low end, you have people like Seattle, Houston, the Jets. I mean, their lines went from, 250 to 1 to 300 to 1. But, I mean, you know, to go from, you know, let's call it 40 to 1 to 31 to 1, which is what happened to the Raiders here, I mean, that's a 25% improvement on their money line spread to win the Super Bowl. So the vibes out of Las Vegas must be something to speak about.
We'll get into the players in a second, but Rich had this beautiful idea about the prediction for the entire season. So I'm going to start with Rich. What is your prediction for the entire season?
I have a couple, which are a little risky. I'm going to go with A.J. Dillon is going to be a more valuable fantasy back than his teammate Aaron Jones of the Packers.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Rodgers takes, gives to Dillon up the middle, has a hold of the five to the end zone. Touchdown! A.J. Dillon, 7-yard touchdown run.
I hope you're right because I got him in my big money league. Okay, I'll give you mine here. If we're going around the horn here, I think Dallas Goedert's going to be a top three tight end this year. I do. I think it's only, you know, Kelsey and Andrews above him. I mean, I think Waller's got some question marks there. Kittle, obviously, with Trey Lance, a quarterback, you don't know what to expect there. So, yeah, I like Goedert.
Well, the one guy you didn't mention, which is one of my other predictions, and this is really going on in a limb because you didn't even mention him, I'm predicting that Kyle Pitts will be a top two tight end this year.
Wow, Kyle Pitts, there you have it.
Going to throw for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! First career scoring catch for Kyle Pitts.
That is.
Yeah, you know, I do forget about Kyle Pitts, but you're right. In that offense, I mean, you know, there's nobody there.
I got two. Got two predictions. One, and I hate to sound like this because I hate negativity.
It's the Detroit line.
No, it's not. This is about Christian McCaffrey.
Ooh.
And I made it on purpose not to draft Christian McCaffrey because, I mean,
you just don't know.
He's a great talent, but he can't stay healthy. And I think somewhere in this year, we're going to see him knocked out for several weeks.
Yeah, I was at the top end in our draft, and the hardest pick I had to make was in the second round. Yeah. And I'm standing there, and I'm looking at Saquon Barkley. And it was the same sort of feeling. You're like, you know, he hasn't been healthy in so long, but how do you pass up on Saquon Barkley? And like the end of the second round, I was just like, you know, I had to take him. It was a hard pick to make, but if it works out for you, I mean, this is a guy who could be a top three RB, top three fantasy player.
You know what they wrote in the New York Times is that Saquon Barkley can have a great year if he has no fear in running.
Interesting.
So I want to see how that plays out.
Well, speaking of running backs, I'll give you one other prediction I'm going to have, which is probably not going to happen, but I'm just going on a limb. Najee Harris is not a top eight running back this year.
Well, he's got that list, Frank, right?
He's got the foot injury.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try to lessen his workload a little.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know what to expect there. I mean, they got Mitch Trubisky.
Big Ben dumped the ball off to him a million times last year out of the backfield.
Trubisky's not doing that. No, I hear you. How long until that rookie quarterback starts in Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not obviously not laughing at the injury. I'm laughing at what Rich did in one of his leagues about Najee Harris. You got to tell the story about Najee Harris and where he plays.
I have another league I do with my friends for over 30 years. And my friend had the fourth pick, and he told me, yeah, I'm choosing between Najee Harris, who I really like, and another guy. And he didn't know he had a foot injury. And he goes, I really like Najee Harris. I go, you know, you really should go with your gut. Meanwhile, I'll probably be the number one back.
Hey, you know, you got to do your homework here. This is fantasy 2022. Sneaky, let's go. All right, so we got a big week coming up. You know, we've got some really choice week one matchups. I mean, the one that kind of stands out to me, obviously, I mean, for me, you got to begin with that Raiders matchup, right? You got to believe that they landed Davante Adams, they landed Chandler Jones, you know, in free agency. You know, there's high expectations on the Raiders, but the number one running back week one, or with at least three seasons to his name, is Josh Jacobs.
Here's Jacobs, hole on the right side, cut to the 10, 5, jackpot, baby! Vegas touchdown! Yeah!
Josh Jacobs averages over 27 points in week one as the fantasy running back. I mean, maybe, you know, he's a guy who can be available in fourth, maybe even fifth round of most drafts this year. He's a guy who might show up for you in week one. I'm looking at Josh Jacobs here.
And then dump him after week two.
I mean, Chargers, that's going to be a high-scoring affair.
Yeah, you're right. I think the over-under is, like, extremely high on that. But the game that... If you're into, you know, the pick'em leagues and you're into confidence points and this and that, whatever, the Indianapolis game, Indianapolis plays Houston.
Yep.
And it's 8.5 for the spread.
Widest spread in the NFL this week.
It is. And if you're into the Survivor League, you know, it's like, you got to go Indianapolis. And then number two after that, San Francisco against Chicago.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the next point. How do you think Chicago is going to do?
Everyone loves this guy Mooney, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really suspect on Chicago. I don't want anything to do with that team. I hate to say it, and I know there are a lot of Bears fans. Look, I love David Montgomery, but I'm even hearing out of camp, the staff doesn't really even know how to utilize him. I mean, how is that possible? You know, this is David Montgomery. So, look, I mean, there's five games in week one where your spread is 6 points or more, right? And that's not a lot. Usually you got a lot wider spreads. I mean, there's only one above 7.5 points, and that's the Colts game you referred to. So, you know, I mean, look, you know, I mean, that just shows that Vegas has a lot of difficulty pricing the spread in the beginning of the season because no one really knows, you know, how these teams are going to fare. They don't want to give up too many points to the underdog. Yeah, if you're a gambling man, you bet the underdog against the spread in week one.
Speaking of gambling, Damien, you got your big show, man.
Yeah, man, we do.
Making the rounds. You got to tell me about it.
Fridays and Saturdays. It's called Bloomberg The Lineup. It is about sports gambling, actually. So we're taking more of a sports gambling, you know, perspective of the international sports world. So we're going to be talking NFL. We're going to be talking Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey. We're going to be talking F1. We're going to be talking everything under the sun, Champions League, World Cup qualify, you name it. And, you know, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at betting lines and what the sports books are saying and where the money is going. We're going to be following the money every Friday and Saturday on Bloomberg Television.
Oh, that's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
You know I'm going to be tuned in.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good show, so everybody should tune in. I'm going to give you two sleeper picks for this week fantasy-wise. Again, I don't like to pick the obvious guys. One guy I'm going to go with is running back Mike Davis of the Ravens.
Interesting.
They're playing the Jets, who had the worst defense in the league last year. As Damian mentioned before, J.K. Dobbins might be out.
Interesting.
If he plays, he might be hobbled. Gus Edwards is out for 4 weeks because he's injured. I think Mike Davis could have a good week one if you're looking. And then another guy I'm going to go with, Antonio Gibson against Jacksonville. Again, Jacksonville, one of the bottom 10 defenses. Gibson was supposed to lose his starting job in the preseason, but there were circumstances. His teammate got shot, and Antonio Gibson's back in the starting lineup, probably has a little chip on his shoulder. So those would be two sleeper picks that I would go for in week one.
You know, you talk about revenge games, and I'm wondering about this. You got two revenge games that I'm really looking at. One,
Russell Wilson.
Yes. Going against Seattle.
Who's poor this year, by the way.
Yeah. I think, man, if Denver's going to rip them apart, man. It's, you know, that's another one I've got on my list. It's like, do I want to pick that? And the other one, when you see Cleveland playing Carolina,
Baker.
Baker's got mad Baker.
Mad Baker. he's a mad Baker boy. He really is. I think he's going to play out of his shoes too. I love quarterback revenge games. You know, there was an interesting stat I saw over the weekend, which was basically looking at, you know, quarterback revenge games over the better part of the last, call it, 7-8 years. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick had some good ones. You know, he was he played against Tennessee, he killed it. He had another one. I mean, two of them. One in, I mean, you know, you had Dalton, you've had Keenum, you've had Stafford, all these revenge games. And so, yeah, I like Russ Wilson's chances this year. I guess for me, the sort of sleeper pick of the week is going to be out of that Raiders game, but it's not going to be Josh Jacobs. It's going to be Hunter Renfrow. You know, you've got a slot receiver. I mean, you got to believe that, you know, with Waller and Adams and all the attention that people are going to place on them, that, you know, Hunter Renfrow is going to run free in the middle of the field. And this is a guy who's basically had 15 and 14 points respectively per game against the Chargers last season with three touchdowns. So I like Hunter Renfrow's chances to put up some fantasy points.
I got to ask a favor. My oldest son, now, ordinarily, the only sport he loves is auto racing. He called me up a few days ago and he said, Dad, because I started this new job, they're starting a brand new fantasy football league, and I need your help. I said, don't you worry, boy, I'll fix you up. And, of course, now, you know, because he's got that sense of humor like Rich, he said, Dad, don't worry. We all know a touchdown is worth 20 points. I'm like, oh man. No. But he's just starting out, so I'm going to ask you guys, what advice would you give a brand new rookie fantasy football player?
Well, my advice is simple. I mean, you wait on quarterback, you wait on tight end, you get as many skill position players as you can, and you just try to, you know, you just want to build a nice, stable kind of alpha. I think also the other nice little nugget of advice is a lot of people focus on defenses. They reach for these teams like Tampa and the Rams and San Francisco. I mean, you just don't know how defenses are going to perform in the early part of an NFL season, but what you do know are the betting lines. And so I always like to take a defense that has a nice couple games to begin the season, like the Broncos, like the Colts. Right. You know, they've got some nice choice matchups in weeks 1 and 2, and so let them get off to a hot start. That's an easy way to get some points on the back end.
I do have the Colts in our work league. one advice I would give is don't only concentrate on your team. Look at the person that you're drafting next to you. So if you have the 9th pick in a 10-team league,
right.
And just who the 10th guy has, if he already picked his quarterback, you don't necessarily have to go to a quarterback on the way back in round 5. You might be able to get him on the way back in round 6. So don't only pay attention to your team, pay attention to the teams that are around you.
And he lives in the Detroit area, and he said, well, I know I'm not going to pick any Detroit Lions. And I said, that's not that far off.
I've got another piece of advice for son. Don't pick any New York Jets. I mean, that's a rule. I'm a huge Jet fan, so I can say this. I mean, I don't pick New York Jets in this year. I have to say, in my big money league, I had to pick Elijah Moore. I mean, he was just sitting there looking at me, and I don't want to jinx it, but God, I would love to see the Jets be good this year. Oh, man.
We got our fingers crossed. We'll see. We'll hope. See? Already in the books. We just sailed by, man. I love fantasy football. Guys, we'll be back next week. Don't worry. You've been listening to the Bloomberg Business of Sports Podcast, Fantasy Sports Edition. I'm Michael Barr. You can follow me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
And I'm Damian Sassauer. You can follow me on Twitter at D Sassauer.
And you can just call up here and talk to Rich.
And talk to Rich. Yeah, he's always, he doesn't work hard.
You can catch our podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. By the way, you can download our podcast wherever you get them, because that's the way we roll.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.